I'll give you guys a quick introduction to Mike Cutton in general, and then what we're going to do, and hopefully we'll get a chance to learn, hopefully most of the speakers today, or all of it, or some of it, whatever we're going to do with it. The kicker, we had about 3 weeks, 4 weeks or so total, some of us more, some of us less, to try our best to conquer as much of Mike Cutton as possible. Those of you guys with the Kia, it's not so bad. It is 29 that. Like minus that big, 28 back, and that's about that, pretty small. Real chance to conquer the staff, to learn it, to have it going well. I'm going to try my best in mornings here, not to just to try to move. I like to get that 2-3 dots in 3 weeks pretty quickly. So the question is how you do that. And, you know, it's difficult to capture all the subjects, even if it's not like my gun, and you're still in that 3-4 weeks, you know, make it to that hour or that day or so. Well, catching everything. So I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I'm probably going to spend time on the larger sugyas. Little things about it. There are two ways to go. The first way to go is to really focus on the malacha, the kol moed stuff. In a certain sense, skip around the perek. Almost as if you'd be opening up Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Tov, Kuf, Lamed, or whatever it is, and just kind of regroup, you know, work through the Torah, Beis Yosef, and use the Gemara as a reference, and go through capturing all the major inyanim of Hilchas Chol Hamoed. That could have been one way to go, but I thought it's time we're going to learn Moed Cut instead, and therefore we're going to capture some of the Moed Cut Sugis, some of the Chol Hamoed, you know, Sugis. A lot here are the Shemiyah Sugis. The Shemitah Sugis will be some of them. In the middle here, you'll see that base is thrown in some Hilchas Shabbos Sugis, Hasra, and Harisha, and Zriya, and stuff like that. We may take a little bit of a ride around Shas. You know, we'll try our best stick to the Davin, but the Davin in the beginning specifically are, you know, rich. So we'll probably spend more time, you know, I guess getting a little bit of taste of different areas in Shas, opposed to really conquering one major topic in Halakha. That's the first thing I made. Just think that's better for, you know, again, if you're focusing on learning Halakha, you go the other way. I'm learning Gemara, so I thought that was the way to go. Number one. And number two is, being that we're short on time, we may not, again, if there's a small sugi, which is like textually, how to figure, machlokes, how to read these six words of the Gemara, which doesn't have major conceptual implications, and isn't a larger shas sugya, there's a good chance we'll make note of it and, you know, carry on, just continue reading right through it, and not really spend that much time working through the sugya. Not that chas v'shalom is not an important thing, but being that our time is short and precious in terms of walking out, you know, as much of what we can from this first couple dapim, that was the second major decision I got. Just one more little prerequisite before we get into the learning. Working through the Metzius is not so easy. And people pull back into information to the Metzius going on over here before we get into the first sugya. And I'm sure how critical the Metzius is. Most of the stuff we're going to be doing is not going to be about fields and irrigation. But nonetheless, a base hashlochin is essentially on a hill. A guy had a farmer has a field on a hill, not just at the top of the hill, or it's on the slope of the hill. In any event, there is not a lot of water that's sitting there, posting like a base habal, which would be the valley of the hill. There's a lot more water collects down there as the water goes down. In any event, if a person wants to kind of irrigate his base hashlochim or whatever that, you know, how could he use it? What is he allowed to use? Is he allowed to use a mayan? Is he allowed to use a megi shamim? Is he allowed to use make hilon, and could he make a ogios lichvanim, etc., etc.? That's really essentially the first part of the Mishnah, first little section of the Mishnah which we're going to talk about over here, just to work out the Metzius. If you have those, in other words, these days, I'm not sure how irrigation system works. I think they have like basic hoses which are hooked up to all sorts of things, and the water kind of, I don't know, sprinkler systems, etc., etc. They obviously didn't have that those days. There are basically two major ways of watering the field. Number one, we have the irrigation system, where the water kind of drained down, and it kind of maybe sometimes went on underwater the ground, or sometimes you kind of like had it go into different sections of the field, but then you dug out little tunnels, who knows what. Alternatively, you can go the old fashioned style, where you took a bucket and you kind of, the watering pail, and you walk around watering everything and just goes to water. In any event, so a lot of the watering pails that they're going to be, we'll see, it's going to be tirchi, you save, it's going to be us around Kol Hamoed. And you can imagine, if you don't water your field for the first day yantif and the last day yantif, whether it's Sukkot or Pesach, it could be 7 or 8 days, that could really hurt the farmer's field. It would cause damage. You have some maruba, even if it's important to go to the Rashi, the Mishnah. So The question is, what malacha did they allow to do? So they definitely did not allow you to, you know, work with this make yishamer and make kilo, which essentially is like dipping a bucket into a deep well and like schlepping it up and pulling out the bucket and watering it and back and forth. That they did not allow. What did they allow is not so clear. The Mishnah doesn't spell out exactly how you can irrigate the system. The simple way the Mishnah Berurah seems to do it is like you can mamshich beraglayim. It's a funny thing, you kind of move it with your foot. I think it's got to be a small field because kicking around water is not a very effective way of watering a large field. Maybe if it's on a hill going down, you can kick it a little better. You can alter it somehow slightly. You know, in any event, it takes a lot of time. And to be honest, I don't fully understand Metzias. I would have thought it's less of a tier for using a bucket, even if you're schlepping it out of the well, than kicking around water around the field. The other way to go is that some people say this as well, that the water is at the bottom of the well, so you're schlepping it all the way up. That's a big tircha. If the water is at the top of the well, then you can just kind of, you know, lift it with your hand without, you know, using that rope and pulling it all the way up, etc., etc. So just, whatever the Matthias says, I'm not fully sure I understand myself. Best as I understood it, I communicated it to you. Hopefully, maybe as the sugis go on, and people think more, and we think more, and I think more, we all put ideas together, we'll have a little more of a clear understanding exactly what it says. Anyway, let's start with the Mishnah. Okay, Rose, you want to read the Mishnah again? Mashkin based Hashalachim, go ahead. I'm not even going to read the whole Mishnah, we'll just start with the first little section, break into our sugi, and then hopefully even tomorrow we'll read the whole Amud Gemara, and, you know, see what that day goes. Go ahead. Mashkin based Hashalachim, yeah, about? Yeah, stop right there. But before we get to that's really the first major point. I think the Mishnais and the Mishnais to break up that Mishnah out, the rest of the Mishnah base. Any comments you'd want to make on this part of the Mishnah? What thoughts would you have? What comments would you make? What's noteworthy? What's interesting to make? Yeah, what is that? Yeah, number one is, right, the Mishnah is talking about two different topics over here. One is Moed and one is Shemiz. Now, for starters, that may be something technical. You want to know the halachas? It happens to be that the same halacha is by Chol HaMoed as it is by Shavuos. However, there's nothing intrinsically linking, you know, nothing that conceptually links them together. Alternatively, one could suggest that maybe somehow the halacha of Shavuos and the halacha of Chol HaMoed is halachically linked. In other words, it's the same hagdaras, it's the same concept, it's the same idea. Theoretically, just a small textual comment in the Mishnah, why is Shavuos mentioned here? L'chorah belongs in the Sefer Shavuos. However, it could be some type of conceptual linkage, it could be something technical. And if it's technical, so there's actually a machlokas, I think, in the Ritva, the Gemara, one of the first comments the Gemara makes, is that in base hashlochin, this whole thing is mutter. But if it's in base habal, then what? It's us, right? If it's the Gemara, not the Gemara, if it's in base habal, it's at the bottom of that valley, so you can't even, you know, you can't even be mashke from the maya, whether it's yatat chiler, you can't even be mashke, in base habal, the whole thing's up. Is that true on Moed and Shavuos, or only on Moed? It's a simple reading of Mishnah, you would say what? Both. It's actually a machlok for 2 days in the Ritva. It could be that the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah really only says that Beis HaShlochin is mutter. The deal is that, well, Beis HaShlochin and not Beis HaBaal, is that for both or only for Moed? And again, that machlokas may have a conceptual underpinning as to the relationship between Moed and Shavuos. According to one day in the Ritva, at least, they're fundamentally different things. They have different halachas. And the one that lists them together, it may be because they're fundamentally linked, conceptually linked, or it could be technically, in a chinami, they're not fundamentally linked, but at the end of the day, the deal is true by both. I don't want to spend too much time talking about that now, but I could not make that observation. It's important to realize and read a mission. If the mission is putting together two different categories, like Moed and Shavuos, that's a question that has to be it. We're not going to spend too much time on that today. Whether we spend time on it later, I'm not sure. But it's just a quick nekuda that it has to be mentioned. The more central nekuda, what else would you want to raise on this Mishnah? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's the difference between a Ma'ayan, which is Mutter, versus to be Mashke Yersada? Your mashki, your base hashlochin, versus the megishamim and the mekilim, which is not. Like, what's the wrong? Why is this mutter? Why is that us? And that really throws us back to a more important question, which is, what are the rules? What are the rules? Why should it be mutter? Why should it be us? And again, if it be Shabbos or Yadav, certainly you couldn't be you know, putting water onto your field, and now the question is going to be, you'll notice,
cold, well, certainly you can water your field. If it's really young dips, then you can never, what's it called? You can never water your field. And now we have this cold, hot, low wave thing, which certain ways you can, certain ways you can't, but where did that come from? And this is going to, you know, be the obvious question. Is it really young dip, but somehow downgraded? Or is it really cold, but somehow upgraded? Just conceptually, anytime you have anything at the 50-yard line, it's a 50% mark. People use the English, the 50-yard line. That is in American football, 50-yard line, halfway between the halfway line. It's the halfway line. If something's at the halfway line, is it, you know, is it the glass half empty, the glass half full? Is Illinois done to minus or a weekday plus? Where does this really come from? And a sharper formulation would be, is it essentially really that the malacha is really minha Torah? That really, malacha basuna Torah, minha raisa tasa to do malacha, yet somehow it's different from classic yantra. We'll have to figure out why and how that would be. Alternatively, really the whole thing's mutter and only minha rabbanon do we what? Even ask for anything in the first place. And we'll see in a second the major machlokas in the Rishonim, but already, being that it has this quasi status of certain things are usher, but not everything, it's not really the same, but on the other hand, it's not really nothing. So, how does one take a look at that particular din? What's the difference between the Megi Shamim and the Megi Kilon, you know, where I guess there's more of a tier for you pulling it out from a dli all the way down, Mash Enkain, being regular Mashkin based Ashlach, and whether you're kicking the water or using a small dli. The difference is, it's a greater tircha. One's a greater tircha. In other words, the heter is based upon, all the parshim say this in Gemara, mashim somebody else up. The heter is based upon a hefsid meruba. That's why it's dafka, in the word of kormoy. That's why it's dafka based hashlach and not based habal. The hefsid meruba. But if it's tircha is here, they re-ashered it. That's basically the rule. So where does the system come from? Where does this entire, you know, world come from? So the Rosh, I think, is the presents it conceptually the clearest, that's why I started with. And the Rush starts off by saying, most likely you get the impression that Malach on Chalamoyed is Aser Minatora. It's Aser Daraisa, that's the Rush's first suggestion. That's Aser Minatora. Why he brings three Rais from Gemara? What are the three Rais? What? The first Gemara, the first is the Gemara adopted out from the base. The Gemara adopted out based the beginning of the second parak, and the Gemara is contrasting Avelis to Cholanoi, and it uses the phraseology. It says, look, the Malacha on Cholanoi is really Aser, Midaraisa. How does it block our way out of it? The Gemara says, you know, let me read the exact Gemara. The Gemara stands in my cutting right over here on adopted out from the base. The Gemara says, we'll analyze the Mishnah. Pasach for Avlo, the side of the Moed, Av, Rav Sheshit, Rav, Rav, Edi, Zos, and Meres, Gavar, when we talk about Moed, that's during the May Avlo. Rav Hashem, and Lomi, Bai, Kam, and Lomi, Bai, the May Avlo, the Midrabbana, and Huvishari, El Afil, the Moed, the Isur, Malacha, Midarai, the Malcolm Seta. That there is such a thing as Mishnah, that Rai, so the black guy might be Mark, pretty straightforward. More than that, the Gemara in Chagiga, on Dafil, the Testament, has three or four, I think, different Hanoi, and four different sheets. As to why Malacha does it, each one is based upon a different comparison. I've got some, you look at, I've got the Gemara in the car, I've got a chance to see it. The Gemara lists all the Rishon Koi, Raya, the Rosh, I think, puts it extensively, Raya after Raya, the source after source, I feel the Rosh is that Raya. On that parenthetical point, not that that's critical for our purposes, but worthwhile to note, we're running Chagig, we've been a lot more time at it. The Mechaz Chinuch actually makes this point. The Mechaz Chinuch makes the following observation, that if you look there, some of the sources seem to indicate that it's a law. Some seem to indicate that it's like a bit of a say. Right? Now, is the lack of halacha is that one should refrain from doing it, or that one should not do it? It's like one should be osik in the asay of kedusha and shvisa or whatever it is that one should not do it. Asay or lo asay. And the Mechaz Chinuch throws out the possibility of the rejects it. But theoretically, there would be a difference between a law versus an asay. What would the difference be? It was a law. What would the punishment be? Malchus, exactly what happened to the Malchus. It's an essay, you never get Malchus. There are only two essays in the world you get punished for. Neither one is Malchus. Where are they? not bringing Karban Pesach, but actually the Shechita of Karban Pesach. Never good for Smidu, correct. People don't know about the Shechita or the Achila of the Shechita. In any event, you would never give Malchus. So one is to mention that to give Malchus. Number two is Nashim, the general rule that women are part of the Mitzvah, and not Rama. So if Mitzvah Saseh, seemingly women would be able to do Malachah. The Minchas Chinuch wrote out these two paths and not committed between different days in the Gemara. And he gets to know at the end of the day, everybody agrees with no Malachah, and everybody agrees with no Malachah, and everybody agrees with us to then. They're just theoretical Nafka meters are or they're not really true at the end of the day. And we're just taking a look at the Mitzvah Setup and Dasim, and it is Mitzvah Shin, Kaf, Gimel. Basically, that's what happened. In any event, that's Raya number two. And then the Rush has a third, Raya, that's Daraisa, which is the Gemara in Avodah Zar, Daf Chavim, Kaf Beit Ben Alzad. There the Gemara says that a Kuti, so it was Halacha Be Kuti, debatable as to whether that the Gemara's from that is somewhere, in general, but a kuti should not, you should not lend him your field or lend him your area or whatever it is to do malacha, I call hamoed. Then you might have the first reason why not, which is not relevant, and then the Gemara says the second potential problem, which is lifnei divnei lo tiken nefesh al nefesh. If you give him your land to do malacha, I call hamoed, you violate lifnei divnei. And the Rishonim all point this out, that with the following lashon and the rhythm, and the point is that all Rishonim believe that potentially Malach will be up in Dabai. So, Hayitachin, someone would violate Lithnei Iver, which is an Isser Daraisa, on a Averit Rabbana? Could it be that you would violate Lithnei Iver on a Daraisa level when you only violated with the Rabbana on Averit? Certainly not. And well, what? You have to conclude that if there is Lithnei Iver, if there's Daraisa Lithnei Iver on Chol HaMoed, well then certainly what? Cholamoid must be Daraisa as well. And if you walk away from Shas, you have a crystal clear support and proof that Malach and Cholamoid Daraisa, these are the three rayas, these are the great textual rayas that the Rush opens up and suggests that those who hold Malach and Daraisa would probably subscribe to it based on these three rayas. Which Rishonim have to hold it, just in a second, the Rush actually rejects it, but there are other Rishonim who do subscribe to this position. The Meiri quotes Harvey, the only thing or something like that. Many proportions think it's Pshita's Rashi. You'll notice, by the way, when the Rishonim quote Rashi, I'm like, they don't always quote Rashi, we have it, but there's a good chance the what's placed over here as Rashi is not really Rashi, there's a good chance the, or the didactor, I don't know where the editor was, put the wrong commentary. There's another one of some other Rishon out there, a very interesting Shita. But it could be all of Moed Chutton doesn't have Rashi on it at all. If you want Jesus Rashi, it says, like the Pisca Yad. If Sadia, if you look at that, if you have this fancy Gemara, go over 100 on the side of the page over there. Rashi, some of the correct Rashi stands for Dabbe Harif. So some of Farshim think it is Jesus Rashi. Rashi and Chagiga and Dr. Chesed indicate that. Some of Farshim think it's the Ramban. Some of Farshim think it's other Rishon, the Rishka potentially. We'll see if I can respect it. There are those who think the Ramban subscribes to the Shita. It could be the Rashi, not the real Rashi, but the Shita HaMiyuchas, we call it that, HaMiyuchas, the Rashi Anoit Kavim, both over here, as well as on Dafid Aleph, seem to indicate that there's a real Pasuk, there's a real Zeres HaKatz, there's a real Dindar Raisa. I'll point out, although not deal with the problem right now, but maybe I should, that Rashi over here on Daf, you can notice Rashi here versus Rashi Anoit Aleph, notice the two Rashis, we didn't put them. Let's take a look at Rashi. Who wants to be the Rashi over here in the second Moed Tani? Alright, I want to go for it. Read the Rashi quickly.
Actually,
Rashi, yeah, let's read the view of the Rashi quickly again.
Okay, Mashki Beit Shilat Kudalai. So, Rashi here, Medit Tamar, the third of the Hish Kudal, so it's Mashki Nutsa, Pidipa Paul Shilat, the Hish Kudal, or even Mashki Nutsa, even Mashki Nutsa.
Right.
The Rasha left the Seer of the Common, the Turok, the Bible College of Malik, the Moshe, and the Seer of 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 the Seer And the master of the Allah is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who is the فإذا مثلا الشيء
Right, if you look at Rashi and your Aleph briefly over here on the base, based on this Gemara that we pointed out, there Rashi is the master, Ella Afilu. Allah, you want to read the next Rashi you do, right? First one line is Ella Afilu. It's on your Aleph on the base. It's also this, whoever this guy wrote it, one of the comments of Anshia, wrote it. Anyhow, yeah, Ella Afilu. Yeah. So Rashi again says it's deraita. On one hand, it's lishi kasa. However, there's one small nekuda that's worthwhile to know. Rashi quotes a different pasuk. It's a different drasha, but I forget the different pasuk. So why Rashi quotes different drashas, or why this whoever this rishon is, Rashi in disguise, whoever was, you know, playing Rashi, quotes a different pasuk. It's worthwhile to know. Why he does that here versus there is a good question. Probably requires more thought. I'm not going to give it more thought right now. But it's a worthwhile thing to think about. Okay. And this is a major group of Rishonim. However, many Rishonim believe that's really the Rabbanim. What's the name? Who's the head of this camp, by the way? Rabbi Tam. Okay, there are actually a lot of Rishonim who believe that Rabbi Tam holds it, the Rush holds it, possibly the Bahag holds it, who else? The Meiri seems to hold the sheep and himself. And many Rishonim believe that Malacha Kolomai is the Rabbanim. Not all the Chachmik holds it, but probably most of them. Many Rishonim believe the sheep of the Rabbanim. I'll take it around the time in a few minutes. What is the major trigger? He also has three different supports of the Shita. What's the first Shita? What's the first support that the Rush quotes the name of the name of Tam? Take a look at it inside. The Rush has its important lesson. Take a look. What does the Rush say? He says, after all these things, the second to last word in the old Rush, Mechlau the Tarvayu, the Tarvayu, Spear, Ludacol, Shaloy, Asurin, Bakit, Lacha, Nikol, Nikol, Halan, Mashal, Krog, Lacha, Kol, Shaloy, Asurin, Darayt. These words, I think, are critical of what I'm reading. Because I think, although the Rebbe Tam does bring two riots, one is, I forget the word, one is the Yerushalmi, and one is, Yerushalmi, I think it's third. And one is the Gemara in Megillah. Those two riots, Megillah and Yerushalmi, I think are significantly left with. Megillah is not even that clear. It just connects to Rosh Chodesh. And if Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, then probably Chol HaMoed a minhag or something. Okay, maybe the next chapter is not. But the riots from Rosh Chodesh. And Yerushalmi, at the end of the day, then Yerushalmi say, well, you're right, there is Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi didn't read the back. We read the sentence up in there. Then Yerushalmi say, Yerushalmi didn't read the back. Bechor, what's the major trigger for Rabbi Tam? It's his svara. And what's his svara? There's no such thing as a quasi yontif. If they answer it malacha, they answer it completely. If they match it, if it's Torah, answer malacha, it's answered completely. If it matches it, it's mutter completely. There's no room for it for mixasa mutter mixasa asa. If it's real, if any of these drushers are real, it's got to be the same as Yontif. It can't be the same thing that the rabbis just came along and said, well, yeah, let's you know, solve that problem. And therefore, anyone who's not going to study everything in the Rabbanah is going to have to figure out a way to solve that problem. And we'll see in a second. These are shown, we didn't discuss that little problem, but we'll get three independent approaches to how to solve that problem. We'll see in a second. Just to point out methodologically, this is something that comes up often. Very often you see a situation where textually everything seems to be pointing in one direction, while Svara conceptually seems pointing in the other direction. And here's exactly that. At first glance, if I would tell you, well, there are certain things that are mutter, there are certain things that are also, there are certain things here, certain things there, it's kind of in the middle. If I would tell you that, and especially if I go into a detail, well, if it's a hesed mamon, it's mutter. Unless it's a tirka yisera, it just sounds, Teddy's too strong in the word, but it just sounds so detailed and so fine-tuned that it's got to be talking about when the Rabbanan decided to ask it. They were making on hesed merubah. By the Biyah Darayis, could you allow for hesed merubah to be a hesed? You didn't spend it. Unless it's in the Vaz, because I advise you to go to the Chomashim. It's allowed, it's us, it's completely. You don't have special rule to end. And if it is, but if it's hesed merubah, Tir Chayaseira, no, where did it come from? It just has the Rabbanan written all over. However, there are always textual rights as Zerah writes. You gotta do one of two things.
Either you got to say, really, the Gemara is right when it says all these words, and something you got to cover this far up, which you have to get to. Or, the Gemara is not that good, these are all asnafu. At least the first two. And then we showed it right that the first two asnafu says that Raisa doesn't mean really the question. The Gemara, Chagiga is the fourth Rosh. But all asnafu is not really good. And even the Gemara Nafid Aleph, it's just contrasting it to Abel, because Moed has more of a Zeraisa level than Abel does, but doesn't mean that. It's really a Zeraisa. The first two are asnafus and a very easy, much easier problem to solve. And the bigger problem is going to be much more substantive, much more significant. And Mr. Shem will probably spend about 15, 20 minutes tomorrow talking about the nature of Lifnei Iver, completely what we discussed, how to defend all the Rishonim against this tremendous Raya, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz against this Raya. Mir Hashem will talk about this first thing. The first thing we'll talk about tomorrow, the Nether, is going to be this Lifnei Iver. So, yeah, how could it be that this Lifnei Iver, the Raisa Anei, is the Rabbanu? And we'll discuss that at length tomorrow. We'll really open up the subject of Lifnei Iver. And again, it's not critical for my cousin, but it's an actually important chapter, not for us. It's good for me. So, hopefully, we'll enjoy that tomorrow. The kids are. So, where does that take us to? Over here. Good. One lesson. Let's read the Shita's Rambam. If it is the Rabbanon, you know, it's an interesting conclusion to draw from the Rambam. We'll discuss the Rambam at length for a little bit. Take a look at the Rambam. He'll present the Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Adam, want to read the Rambam? He'll tell me what you guys think the proper conclusion is in the Rambam, and then we'll try our best to rip it apart. Yes. Right. So what does he say? What did Rambam say so far? For starters, he pointed out it's not the same as classic Yontif. Why not? How do I know? That's a better way of phrasing it. Because there's no Lashon Shabbosel. Exactly. However, what? It's still Asim B'Malacha. Why? Kidei Shelo Yihiyeh Kishar Yimei HaChol She'en Ben Kedush HaKvah. What does that sound like? The Rabbanan. It sounds like the Rabbanan came along and did what? Created an Issa the Rabbanan. What's the Svara? Why they create it? It's not because you're going to come to Malacha on day 1 or day 8. What Siag or Gedder is there? There is no Siag or Gedder. It's not Shema, you'll come to a bigger of it, but rather, what is it? We don't want Chol HaMoed looking like weekdays. That seems to be the most basic read of the Rambam. Yeah, the problem or no? Hey, hold on, we'll get there. Patience. I think you're right. Va'osebo Malacha, continue. Midivrei Sofrim. Two more supports that it's probably not a real Zarais, it's probably Zerabbanan. What are they? Number one is that Malchus Mardis. You never get Malchus Mardis. That's like almost code word for Zerabbanan. And more than that, the Rambam calls it what? The Yivrei Sofrim. Isn't that just spelling it out? Let's just fish the Rambam out and continue. Below call. Right. And we didn't have to make everything us because we didn't want, in other words, as long as it was enough to show distinction. Continue. Lefika. Exactly. The Elohim, the Rambam is about to start listing all the dinim and the details, etc., etc. And there are many Achronim, the Magid Mishnah right on the spot over here, the Beis Yosef on the tour, who say the Rambam clearly believes, like the Achronim over here, the Rambam, according to, you know, the way the Magid Mishnah learns, the way the Beis Yosef learns, the standard read of the Rambam, both that Achronim, I believe, would probably accept that read, that it's the Rabbanan, and the, you know, again, Malchus Mardis serves as a Raya, Midyat Beis Sofrim could show some support, you know, the fact that it's, what's it called? The fact that, what was the other one? Kidei Shelo Yiyeh Kishar Yimei Achol, etc., etc. And there's a good chance that, by the way, this machlok, it sounds like a pretty simple machlokas. Let's make good. That's the Achronim on the Rambam. I'll make a couple quick points and then I'll open up a few more passages. The Gemara that both Rashi and Tosfos quote, right here, and the Moed Katan, Beis Ben Aleph, both Rashi and Tosfos quote a Gemara, in Megill and Chagiga Dab Yom Chesed. There were different sheets of Tanoim, however, both
Yuchas of Rashi, whatever the Sheet is, and Tosfos, they both quote a Gemara. What's that Gemara? It's the concluding Gemara. It's the bottom. It's probably a 4 days or something like that in Chagiga. They both quote the bottom one. They both quote the Gemara, and Alon just read it in Rashi. If you take a look at Tosfos, it's almost the exact same thing with one small nuance of difference. Reuben had a great textual art to me, and I'm not sure how much I want to build off it, but I'll make one quick comment. If you notice, there's actually two Girsos in the Sefer Chagiga. What's the difference between Girsos? If you notice, take a look. One is found in our Yuchas of Rashi, the sheet over here on the right side of the page, and one is found in Tosfos. What's the difference, besides Reuben who noticed it? What's the difference just in how they present the Gemara in Chagiga? What? That's true. There may be some to that as well. Apkol shisha atur mikol malacha tamalomer hashvii hey yisera hashvii atur mikol malacha vein shisha atur mikol malacha. That's one. That's the most partial difference. Sorry, the more subtle one. I'm not sure what to do with that hey. That's worthwhile to know. But the difference is, according to Tosfos, the drashas from Yom hashvii, what does that hey teach me? Hey yisera hashvii atur mikol malacha vein hashisha atur mikol malacha. Hello, I said, cause Allah al-Khakam al-Dakha is young. Well, maybe we'll get back to the same second. They'll shut a little bit. What does Tosfos do with the hay? Let's read the Tosfos. Want to read? Yeah, fine. See the whole Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos. The hay is an important difference. We'll point that movement to the second difference. We'll see. Maybe there's something going on here, and we'll see how much we'll see if it's really true or not. Good. Stop right there. What did Tosfos do until now? Blame Shat Gemara, nothing fancy. Until now, we're serving Rashi's book. Why it's us or why it's much of the general rules continue. Before you get to the hay, what's the difference? There's one small textual difference, which is. What the Torah asks? Are you Ruben, you want to tell him? Did the Torah ask her Mashvi Atsur Bimalacha or Mikom Bikom Malacha or Mikom Malacha? One's a bays, one's a men. Now one could argue, and I'm open to the argument 100%, Rabbi Horn and Ruben, they'll make a difference. Sometimes they're manuscriptual copying errors, and there could be absolutely nothing going on behind the difference between the men and the bays. And I'm open to that possibility. Although one could argue that there really is a conceptual difference between them, and maybe something's going on here. That's point number one. Continue. Yeah? Hey, you say wrong. Yeah, that's basically the end of the mark. So what could be the difference between the bays and the bays versus the mem? And what may be the difference of the extra hay? Could be. Where's Gemara Chagiga? I'm open to, again, one difference is the base versus the mem. It could be there's insignificance and worthwhile to look over. It could be something to really look into it, number one. And number two is spelling out the hay. It could be Rashi also subscribes to the hay thing. Just doesn't spell it out, or whoever the Rashi is, you know. We'll call it Rashi for now. A second. The Gemara doesn't spell the hate thing either. Meaning, I'm not convinced that the Tosfos learns the hate from Yisera. I'm not convinced that Rashi learned from it. It could be he does, it's the same shadow over here, although it could be Rashi has a different way of understanding the drasha. I'm not sure how much it's going to work out. It could be I'll have to iron this out tomorrow as well. I'll put more thought into it. What do you want to say, Rose?
One thing is that for what you say, like, for example, the subset of the different
lines of
substance. Why is something is also because it's zero.
No, the Hay Yisera is different. The Hay Yisera is different. I think the word Yisera just by chance. I don't even know. In any event, okay, you want to know what? I'm going to let you guys think about those points. I'll tell you what I was working with. I'm not sure. I was wondering, maybe. You know what the difference is mikol malacha versus bikol malacha? Atzor mikol malacha versus atzor bikol malacha. What's the difference? What does atzor mikol malacha mean? Don't be involved in any malacha. What does atzor bikol malacha? How could that be different? What?
Would it be different
with the name? I don't know. Well, that maybe. You want to say?
So maybe if you're saying God, it means that you can't do it. Sorry.
I thought the following. Tell me if I'm wrong. It will work. I'm open to what you guys say. I'm not convinced of this. I thought maybe Mikol Malacha sounds like don't be involved in Malacha. Halacha is Malacha. And Asur Bichol Malacha, don't be like, more along the lines of the Rambam. Don't be involved, don't make it look like a regular day. Bichol Malacha, Mikol Malacha sounds like more the specific Lamed test, not exactly the math or whatever. But don't be always like Bichol Malacha. I thought it sounds a little bit like, don't make it like every other commentary. In other words, it's not Mikol Malacha, it's not from the specific Malacha, but don't be involved in a larger, broader picture. Don't be involved in like the Malacha Ekfali. Hear that or not? I thought maybe, I'm not sure how much it's going to work out, that maybe Tosfos could be more along the lines of Daraisa. I know it's against me the time of the rush, but there are other half me Tosfos who believe Malacha Dasa Daraisa. I thought the Girsa of the Mem would indicate more that it's a Malacha Daraisa, while the Beis would indicate more that it's only the Rabbanan and Stam are making this Mafta, like the Rambam had said, in order not to be involved in that. Let me think about that a little more. I'm also going to try to think about how the hay plays out. Ruben hit me with it at the end of Seder. I didn't have time to register properly. I wanted to mention it, but I'm going to sit and think about it and make tomorrow. If anyone has any thoughts, I'd love to hear them. I'll put my thoughts together a little more clearly. That's just an interesting. I wasn't sure if that map. There is a map focus here, so. Point number one. Does that play out to the difference? I thought maybe. I'll think about it a little more if I can explain a little better. Fine, pointed out the hay thing, and I'm sure that I noticed it, but didn't put enough thought into it as well, and it could be one to see if that kind of plays in as well. So, Mir Hashem.
For tomorrow, we'll take a look at the work of the Glyphnag Beaver issue, number two. Okay, we'll go ahead, number two. Number one, we'll go backwards and deal with this last thing of the Mem, and we'll call it Rashi versus Tosfos, how they present the Drashas.
Okay, good. Let's do a couple of quick Nafkaminas, and I'll show you some, just the last couple of Nafkaminas. I'll show you the Sheepish first and the Nafkaminas first. Let's do the Nafkaminas first, quick. If it's the Raisa and the Rabbanan, so my Nafkamina. Who cares? So the standard Nafkamina, the first thing that should hit you almost every single time in the world would be what? What's a great Nafkamina if it's the Raisa and the Rabbanan? What's the Safek? Lechor, if it's a Safek the Raisa, one should have to be Nafkamina. If it's a Safek the Rabbanan, one should be Megill. That's a sample shot. Will be a Safek over here. Let's say if it's a Safek, if you're a farmer and you know with certainty that your Beis HaShlachim definitely needs water, otherwise it'll be Hefsin Ruva, it's Mutter. If you live in a Beis Habal, it's definitely awesome. Let's say it's somewhere in between, or you don't know if it's a Beis Habal or if it's a Beis HaMashkin, or if it is a Beis HaMashkin, but you don't know that you need water. Let's say there's a suffix, will I suffer a Hefsin Ruva if I don't water my, irrigate my field at Chol HaMoed? What would you anticipate the halacha to be? It's more about to say, if it's malacha zafet daraisa, then what? They'd be totally awesome. And if it is what? Yeah. What's the halacha l'maisa? So the Kanye Adam said, you should not do it, you should be machmir. Why should you be machmir? Because it's the same in the end. He said, if you can't do it, you're pissed off. If you really have a guy, do it. But you shouldn't do it. And the Magen Avraham said, it's not that you can be made though. What's the Svara? The Prima Gadim explained, it's Shunda. The Magen Avraham is based on the Rahman as well. It's based upon the fact that it's a Safek Deravan, a Safek Deravan, you can go to Kula. Now for me, number two. The Aruch HaShulchan called an interesting Makot. The Aruch HaShulchan sounds, you know, even though I'm a lot of people, but I saw the Aruch HaShulchan last night,
There is discussing, which I put the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, all in the question of the Torah. What's the halacha of Chol HaMoed? You're supposed to put on tefillin or not? So on Shabbos you don't put on tefillin. Why? The general rule, a person is supposed to have two osiyot, one osin and rest. That's what you have to learn. The other osin, no. However, on certain days like Shabbat or Yom Kippur, what? There's a different osin. Osin, you know, Shabbos is an osin, many of the Israel, osin, Leolim, etc., etc. And therefore, people are positive from tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. What about Chol HaMoed? So many of the parashim say, Yechayim, many say Yechayim. Who said Yechayim still? Who said Yechayim still? Who said Yechayim? Who said Yechayim? The Rosh said Yechayim. The Rabbi Tam said Yechayim. The Yerushalmi seems to be Yechayim as well. Who said Yechayim? The Ramban said Yechayim. The Rashba said Yechayim. Etc., etc. What nice, cute, perfect link-up is there over here? Everyone has a good chance the exact same amount. If you believe like the Yerushalmi did, like the main captain, the Rosh, and all these guys, got Allah, I'm called HaMoed, it's Rabbana. What does that really mean? It means that there's no Kiddushas Hayom to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is like any other day in the world, really. The Rabbana may have made this Mr. Rabbana, but Midaraisa, there's no Kiddushas Hayom. It's just 2 days, it's just 6 days, 7 days between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, and therefore what? You'd be chayav in tefillin. However, what? If there really is Kedushas Hayom, like the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ramban seem to argue, well then, what conclusion would you draw? Yeah, the Rais asked, phrase the question differently. Is Chol HaMoed more Chol or more Moed? Maybe not for me it is, right? But Malacha, not for me it is tefillin. However, it's not so posh. You run into a problem with the Torah. Because the Torah holds what? That Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only Aser Mizrabanan, like his father. However, when it comes to Tefillin, you know what the Torah says? I'm so totally wrong. I don't know. There's good reasons each way. In other words, it's not a glat nafkamina, because it would be glat. The Torah who held Malacha the Rabbanan would hold there's no Kiddushas Hayom, and therefore seemingly would be Mechayim in Tefillin, but the Torah is totally open to both possibilities. And therefore the question is, what's the scar for the Torah? I'll open the ball to the room. What do you want to say? Pardon me, what? You're going way back. I'm not sure exactly where he stops quoting the Tam, although Alma, the Isser Malacha B'chol HaShamoed, Enu Elamit Rabbanan, maybe that's quoting the Tam also?
No.
Meaning, where in the Rush did he stop quoting the Tam is a good point, but I think he quotes the Tam that all, I think most of the lies are his own, although Rabbi Tam may bring the same lies. Aren't all these Va'od?
No, that's all in Rabbi Tam.
In Chagiga Yuchas? Where? After the Raya in the Avodah Zarah, but Od Nirli, Lavi Raya, no, after the Tzmachta stuff, before that or after the Tzmachta stuff?
Before that.
Oh, Mihu Yesh Litchos? The next Mihu after that? Where's that? Left of the Moed, Kadashta. Mihu Lek Isu Daraisa came to Dabar Ha'avihu. O Mihu, you call Hani Rais, Mistav, the Melach Cholamoid, Lo Mitzu, Element Rabbanan? That's the Rush Dogi. So, Yod the Rabbanan. Okay, there you go.
Sure.
In any event, how can we try to deal with the Shita Torah? The Torah believes, again, that Malacha and Kol HaMoed is totally the Rabban. Midaraisa is not just concerned with Malacha. Yet, nonetheless, seemingly, he's totally willing to suggest that you're part of this film. What's the story, yeah?
What's the concept of Malacha? The concept of like,
yeah, we're gonna get to that in a second. It could be that would help Torah out as well. I'm not sure Torah actually had that in mind, but that would definitely help others. I'm gonna look at something else, which is there's a little bit of a subtle jump I made in the article Shulchan Aruch before we made it to related to that. Whether that still should be an Afghanino, it could be an Afghanino, but it might not necessarily be. What really patterns its filling? What patches it's filling on Shabbat and Yantiv? The oath. We assumed what was the criteria to get to an oath? Isser Malacha. And therefore we said, if Isser Malacha equals an oath, well then everything works out perfectly. However, there's a good chance that what? Isser Malacha doesn't equal an oath. It could be the oath is created even though there is no Isser Malacha. It could be something else creates that oath. And if you look, the Magen Avraham quotes this and others, the Magen Avraham said it could be what creates the oath. Getting into the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Matzah, other potential things. And it could be, just conceptually, methodologically, if I want to know whether or not the oath exists on Chol HaMoed, it may depend upon, well, what is that oath? Is it Chol HaMoed versus, what is that oath? Is the oath Isser Malacha, or is the oath any mitzvot ayom? And number two is it really Isser Malacha? If I believe the mitzvot ayom trigger, well, I can understand that topic of the Rosh. If I believe it's the Isser Malacha, well then it goes back to the Aruch HaShulchan, whether or not there is Isser Malacha or not. There's one more class, quick little nafkamina, and then I'll get to the last couple of sheets which fall in between the two major extremes. The last nafkamina, the Minchas Chinuch discussion, an interesting discussion as to whether or not there'd be Malchus for it. Certainly, if the Nisid Rabbanan, if Malacha is the Nisid Rabbanan, would there be Malchus? No. However, if it's Daraisa, exactly the Minchas Chinuch they alluded to earlier on, theoretically, right, maybe according to the Ramban, there would be Malchus if you violate an Issa Daraisa. However, I noticed a little footnote at the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, quote the Ramban, who says there is no Malchus. I looked for it, I couldn't find it, but it could be added to the pardon, I'll be honest, I don't know that part. In any event, I'll open to the possibility, maybe a third Nafkamina, i.e., in addition to the first Nafkamina, which was Suffolk, the second Nafkamina, which was Spillin, a third mentioned Nafkamina, maybe Malchus. So just to review the sheet that we have so far, the two major approaches we've discussed, and we'll try our best to play out possibly in the middle right now, in the next 12 minutes or so. Number one is it's fully in Torah, it's totally us in Torah, number two is us in the Rabbanah. The major reason why he takes us in Torah is all those Gemaras. The major reason why he takes us in Rabbanah is the Svar Rabbeinu Tam. How you talk to split it? Well, maybe one could figure out the type of middle approach. There are two middle approaches we've shown in hand. Number one is the ritual. I don't know if you're aware, but one is the ritual. Who saw the ritual said? I thought I was quoting the ritual, but the ritual writes, both certain things are usher in the Torah, and certain things are not. Take a look at the Lashon HaRitva. The ritual quotes these people who believe that that's in the Torah. The ritual quotes as follows. The Ika Pulukta Bene Rabu Sain Lao. I Ika Isura Daraisa the Malach Banoi Klau. The Ika Mada Amr Shiesh Isra Tor Bachol She'eno Daran Abi Bishul Dar Klau. Hear that line? The Ika Mada Amr Shiesh Isra Torah. But he doesn't finish there. Bachol She'eno Daran Abi Bishul Dar Klau. In other words, let's figure out. Okay. If it's Dabar Aved or Eino Sarif Cloud, then it's the Rabban. But Shar Malachos, maybe, then Hatoro. And therefore, once you get to this Dabar Aved or Hesed Maruba or different categories, you can kind of say, well, yeah, Eino Chinami, Summer Rabban and Summer Daraisa. And the last possibility is that which I think Rose had alluded to earlier on, which is the Sefer HaChinuch and the Beis Yosef.
And they're the ones who say, read the Gemara in Chagiga the most basic, simple way possible. A couple words extra in the Gemara in Chagiga, which are worthwhile focusing in upon. The Gemara in Chagiga reads as follows. Ani ito, sheish yom toh hamasa, tira mashvi yateret vajem, mashvi yateret sheish yom matur, I mashvi yateret v'chom alach, sheish yom matur v'chom alach, v'chom alover, uvayom mashvi yateret mashvi yateret v'chom alach, 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 v'chom Yom Vazim, Yom Vazim, Yom Malacha, Eidim Malacha, Asur of Eidim Malacha Mutaris. What the simple reading of the Gemara is, Chagiga, that it was Masran Hakasa, Masran Hakasa L'Chakam. In other words, the Torah basically said that the Rabbana, you have the prerogative, you have the capability to figure out what things you want Masran, what things you want Mutar. It is Daraisa, and therefore all these Gemaras are really correct when they say Daraisa. However, what? The Rabbanan also have the ability to create whatever system they want, and therefore it's somewhere in the middle. There is precedent, and this is found elsewhere. If I'm not mistaken, the Beis Yosef quotes a very well famous Ran in the Sefer Yom, those of us who learned Yom Elchan, they remember this Ran. The Ran writes that everyone agrees that on Yom Kippur, Achila, and Shli, and Asim, and Torah. But what about the other four Inuyim? The Ran writes, yeah, Masra, Kaz, and Chacham, and they can figure out. And that the different details, that's why potentially a melech can wash his face and a woman who just gave birth and all the exceptions to the rule of sex. Yomah, that Pebez, I think. All those exceptions are not problematic because the Masra comes to the Chacham. The Catholic Mission has another example of using this principle when it comes to, what's it called, Chukas HaGoyim. Said the Chacham figured out what was a Chukas HaGoyim and what was not a Chukas HaGoyim. And therefore sometimes the Rabbanan have the capability to do what? Deal with this type of thing. The truth is, I was thinking, maybe this is even the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam carefully, you read the Rambam quickly before, let's read the Rambam carefully, you'll notice not as it seems. For starters, even though the Maggid Mishnah pointed out in the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef pointed out in the Rambam, and again, the Beis Yosef was fully aware of this concept, that it could be Masra Kad Lacham, he himself thought that the Rambam held with the Rabbanan. The Rambam, before we even get to the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayis, it's crystal clear what the Rambam holds. He writes as follows. Listen to this. Take a look at the Perish HaMishnayis. First, we'll read the Perish HaMishnayis. Then we'll go back to the Rambam, back in the Arachat Rambam. The Rambam says, Mashkin beis hashlach memoyim b'shviyas bein b'mayan shiyot v'chulei. Bo ha-kabolu. Ki cholo shomoi ase b'atziyat malacha. Right away, what does that line tell you? Bo ha-kabolu. There's a Kabbalah. There's a tradition that tells me what? That Chol HaMoed is Aser Basiyas Malach. Does it sound like Daraisa the Rabbanan? Definitely not the Rabbanan. Kabbalah sounds like some type of tradition. That's how Elohim Shemi Sinai potentially, I don't know exactly what that is. V'amishna tikra Chol HaShamoed, Hayam Shemi and Chol Moed Moed, V'kabalu Sheyesh Malach, V'yuchadu Shemotar, La'asosim V'moed, V'mlach V'yuchadu Shash, La'asosim V'moed. There's certain Malachim that are Motar, and it's a Kabbalah that tells you which ones are Motar and which ones are Aser. Vizui kavanah hamas gara, who may have dvarim shemotu lasosim, him kol davar she'im menicha moso lasos, v'rachra moed yelo, has a gagal kamo, etc. So, I don't know how the Maggid Mishnah and the Catholic Mishnah, the Maggid Mishnah of the Beis Yosef, them guys, how they learn the Perish HaMishnayis. Maybe one can argue, and any time there's ever a stira between the Perish HaMishnayis versus the Rambam and the Yad HaZaka, you could always say, well, maybe he changed his mind. This is not the first time you see a stira between the Perish HaMishnayis versus the Yad HaZaka. Why not the first time? Probably won't be the last. And you can always say, yeah, you can get out by saying, maybe he changed his mind. However, if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov more carefully, I don't think there's any point in time where he actually contradicts the set of the Perish HaMishnayis. Let's take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov one more time. Rambam Hilchos Chol Moed Perknayim Halachal. Who was reading? Who read the last time? Adam, you read?
Yeah.
Read again, go. Chol Shel Moed. Stop right there. Any comment to make on that line right there? Fine, what were you saying before? Yeah, it sounds, there was Alpha P. Shalom never Shabbaso. He doesn't say Alpha P, it's not Daraisa. It sounds like Alpha P, it doesn't say Shabbaso. It is Daraisa, it's just not a Shabbaso Daraisa. It sounds like there is something Daraisa over here, it's just not a Shabbaton Daraisa, as if to suggest there are two different levels of Daraisa. Classic malachos, which are Shabbaton, and by the way, in Parshas Emor, every single malach is called Shabbaton, Mash Ekin, Cholamoi, which is not Shabbos. More than that. Holo Benigra Mikrai Kodesh. What is it called? It's not Shabbos, though. It is called Mikrai Kodesh. Why does the Rambam have to tell me it's called Mikrai Kodesh? Why did he mention that here? Potentially why? Because the halachas he's about to teach me may be reflective of the fact that they're Mikrai Kodesh. Otherwise, it's an irrelevant description. Not only is it not Shabbosom, how mean that, in other words, it isn't not the right, not Shabbosom, number one. Number two is that it's not, it is Mikrai Kodesh. Bahari's man chagigah b'migdash. If asir batziyat malachah kadesh lo yiyat yishar yimehachol she'im behen kidush haklal. This svar is no longer the Rabbanan svar, but not rather what? It is our right svar. The Rabbi never tells you, asu chachamim kidei, etc., etc. Kidei is just the reason why. It's somewhat surprising, but l'chor is the deraita svar. The Torah, not that the Rabbanan wanted Chol HaMoed to look differently, but the Torah itself wanted Chol HaMoed to look differently. Let's continue. Va'osa bo malacha ha'asura makin osa markis markis. Why not malchus daraita? Because it's not a gzeres hakasim, it's not a law. You only get malchus with the law. The malchus markis doesn't mean it's derabbanan, it just means it's not a law. It could be, it's the piyak ha'bolah, like the Rabbi wrote in the Parish Mishnah. It could be, it's like what he's saying over here, that it is nichshav mikrai kodesh. Furthermore, but they should issue me divrei sofim. Now, divrei sofim, does that mean derabbanan? The Rambam is unclear. The word divrei sofim is a very funny phrase. On one hand, the Rambam writes, the Megillah is divrei sofim. That sounds like it. The Rabbanan. However, the Rambam also writes, when it comes to Kedushin, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, he writes that Kesef is the divrei sofim. Right on the spot, Hil Chazisha, Paragraph, Halal, Beit, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, most of the Achronim say the Rambam wrote that it's the divrei sofim. But it just means it's a lower, it's a different type of deraisa. To be honest with you, the Rambam himself, the Parish Mishnah, I forgot where I tried to find it last night, I once saw Ram Pirsh Mishnah inside the Ram himself said, yes, sometimes I use the phrase Divrei Sofim to describe Daraisas and Darabanas. And if you ask, why are we calling it Divrei Sofim? I think Divrei Sofim means in between Daraisa and Darabana. Either it's a downgraded Daraisa or it's an upgraded Darabana. He wouldn't call it Darabana because it's an upgraded Darabana. But Daraisa is downgraded. Divrei Sofim means like it's somewhere in between. Let's just finish up. Why do you need to say that again? The answer is, if it is, again, if it's the Rabbanan, this line makes no sense. Meaning, that's not so surprising. Again, that could be a deraisa thing. It could be the Rambam believes it's this middle approach along the lines of the Beis Yosef. Again, it's not where the Beis Yosef comes to the Rambam, but it's the way that the Sefer Chinuch seems to learn, the way that the Beis Yosef is learned, could be the Pshat and the Rambam, that the Chachamim gave the, I'm sorry, were given, rather, the capability to interpret the Torah how they want. And therefore, there are four shittas out there. Number one is a full-fledged bona fide Daraisa. Number two is a full-fledged bona fide Darabana. Again, the Beis Yosef Kasha is a very sharp Kasha. Well, yeah, you could say Enoch Inami is a sharp Kasha. However, I would make the point about Devra Abi. I would make the point about Enoch Malach, what's it called? Enoch Sarah Cloud. And by the way, that's a quantitative split. Rabbeinu Tam's point is right, just not about what I'm talking about. Alternatively, we'll make a qualitative split, which is that it is Aser, Minat Torah, but the Torah gave it to the Rabbana. Maybe there's some other cases in Torah and Shasta have done it as well. How would all these Yishonim who believe it's a bona fide Daraisa deal with Rabbeinu Tam's problem? It's a good point. I don't know. I just have to go Malacha by Malacha and figure out why the Torah, how it, in other words, why we're more negative on Chol HaMoed than on regular Yom, the bona fide Drasha. The Torah created different levels of Kedusha, or who knows what. I'm not sure. That's required for thought. I'm going to end with just reviewing the 2 points I want to discuss first thing tomorrow, and then after we'll do tomorrow. We'll do 3 things tomorrow. But number one is we talked about this Rashi versus Tosfos, the different presentation of the Drasha. Doesn't fit in. We'll try best to read the Rashi Tosfos more carefully. Number two, we'll discuss the response to the Raya that
Rishonim bring from Lifnei from the Gemara and the Hodesar Zav Chav Bet. We'll try our best to come up with maybe one or two passages of events against that raya. I plan on reading, hopefully, an Amid Gemara, reading through the Gemara all the way down to the Beis Meveis, hopefully by tomorrow. I'll go through, I'll make a couple of comments. I don't plan on doing too much analysis, but I will ask all the questions that I noticed that I think are worthwhile asking. And then already, let's say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we'll talk about already the Gemara about Beis Meveis, about Harisha and Zriya, etc., etc. We'll talk about the rest of Malach and Yantiv, from Malach and Chomoy, the rest of the Rabbanan tomorrow. Okay, good, we'll stop here. Any questions? One, two, one. Well, it's good, okay. I'll go one of two ways. One is I'll defend it, one is I'll back off. The first well depends, when the Rambam says it's Midirei Kabbalah, it's not clear exactly what he means. I mean, the Rambam writes it's Kabbalah. Now, the truth is, in the Parish Mishnah, I'm not sure exactly how we use Kabbalah in that phraseology. Even the Mishnah Torah, when he says Kabbalah, what do you mean? It could be it's some type of tradition. I mean, that's what David was at. You know, you're probably right. I was going that way. It's probably different.
I'll probably open up a fifth possibility, which is going to end up being at the risk of whatever. I'm like, it's going around that, which is going to be like a couple of letting me come up on what should be seen or what. I'm not sure.
You're probably right. It's probably not. I guess there's a Kabbalah. I don't know if Kabbalah is the most Kabbalah we've seen. I assume it is. What else could a Kabbalah be? That, again, the Torah calls it Mikrei Kodesh. How do I treat Mikrei Kodesh? The answer is certain Malachim Mother, certain Malachim Mother. How do I know to do that? I assume that's what the Kabbalah is. Maybe I'll even call it not Kabbalah Mishnah, but like a Parish Mishnah. I don't know the difference. Halach Mishnah means village should be black. Parish means a perfect classic a certain way, like Esro Gaspar, like creates father has to be Daf and Esro. Able to tell you that according to the Rambam, there's a tradition going back, how to interpret what it means to be Mikrei Kodesh, and the answer is, Mikrei Kodesh means Deoraisa, somehow different from other Chayim, but other holidays. It's a Deoraisa middle formula. It was Deoraisa middle stage. It's different from other days, but not this. Yeah, it could be right. It's not much of a comment necessarily. Okay, I'm open to it.
You're
right,
Coach.
Yeah, okay. You're probably right. Find out the same as, meaning it's similar in the sense of the middle Shita. That's what I had in mind when I was reading around, but you're right. It's fine, not much of a cost. I guess it's a fifth option out there. One is totally Rabbanan, two is it's completely Daraisa, three is Summer Daraisa, some is Rabbanan. Number four and five is it's a quasi status. What's quasi status? It means either Daraisa, it's a quasi status. Take it back then. One is already true. Because the Rabbanan now moves fully Daraisa, which is different from the other houses. The Rabbanan's no longer fifth sheep, it's back over here, right? Isn't that correct? What? Because not a lot. Meaning, why is this different than any other Daraisa? Because the Kabbalah. I'll take a step back. If I read only the Mishnah Torah, I would think, it's a regular Daraisa, I wouldn't even know about a Kabbalah. If I read the Pirush Mishnayos, I would think there's no Daraisa Kos at all. So again, you can learn it's a Sefira, or you can try to say the Rambam has something together going on. And I guess would have to be, what does Mikrai Kodesh mean? How do I know that Mikrai Kodesh means samala? Shabbasa means don't do malacha. Mikrai Kodesh means don't do certain malacha. How do I know that? That's the Kabbalah.
Which malacha?
Which malacha? I assume that's the Kabbalah as well. That the Rambam said. Malacha base. The Elohim, I assume he's continuing. What happened? In other words, the following thing is Mikrai Kodesh has the following criteria. How do I know that? That's the Kabbalah. What is it? Take a look at Halacha Beis and Ahmed. In which case, L'chora would be the same as all these other Minatara guys. I'm not sure they would all hold this Mikrai Kodesh for it, but it would be a downgraded Daraisa. It would not be anything closer to the Rabbanah. It's full-fledged Daraisa. And that's what we're around on right now. Unless you think I'm wrong, I'm going to be talking about this. Update a little more. My question is the Rambam will be over here, and all these guys. but Kesef as well. Kesef Kedushin is the Divrei Sofer. I mean, the Rambam sometimes allows for Daraisa things to be called Divrei Sofer. Why does he do that? Either comes according from a Kesef Balkeh or some other type of source. Why he does that is a good point. But again, Kesef, meaning all the Akronim in the world, learn that according to the Rambam, Kesef is the Daraisa. Other Mekarshim can say that the Rabbanan, maybe more for you. In Gershom or whoever, but even those guys will say, so we'll see that. The Rambam we can learn is the Araisha, and then for the four options, sorry about that, I'm glad that we worked it through, learning together. So good, either it's fully Daraisa, I think that's Chan the Rambam, although Magid Mishnah and the Beis Yosef would agree with me. Good. So Mirza Shem will deal with these last few issues up here. This is Rashi, the list of the Hebrew, so we'll try our best to read a whole Amid Gemara. If any more comments in the Rambam, we'll make them as well. Well, guys.